Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we're going to talk a little bit about one of my all-time not favorite preachers, I guess you could say, Rod Parsley from Ohio. This man is just an absolute amazing creature, in my opinion. Of course, that's just my opinion. May not be yours, may not be anybody else's, but in my opinion, the dude is just amazing, folks. He sells God on a continual basis. He thinks nothing of sending out email after email after email talking about how God gave him X amount of messages, X amount of things that he was going to do, or God gave him a word to share with the people. But the only way you can get the word from him is to buy it. I don't remember anywhere in the Bible where the messages from the prophets were for sale. But Rod Parsley sells them on a daily or a weekly basis, sometimes a daily. I mean, he sends out these emails constantly. It's amazing. He's always got a word of God that he wants to sell you. What kind of hypocritical dirtbag is that? And I'm sorry if I sound heated up about Rod Parsley, but my land sakes, the guy's disgusting. I have prayed for him. I've written letters to him. I've emailed him. I've tried to call him and talk to him. They won't talk to you. They got nothing to say to you unless you got something good you want to say about them. They don't want to talk about anything that accept any kind of criticism. They don't want to discuss anything that you might think that they're doing wrong, because they figure that everything they're doing is right and that's the way they're going to do it. Excuse me. But he sells God. He sells God all the time. I'm sick of it. It's a disgraceful, disgusting thing to do. And it's just the way it is. I get his emails. I get these emails every day, every time he sends one out. He's got something else for sale. Excuse me for my cold. But, he preaches a bunch of garbage that's not in the Bible. Or if it's in the Bible, he distorts it. Or sometimes he'll tell you stuff that's in the Bible, but it doesn't, pertain to him, I guess, because he's either above it or something. I don't know where he's coming from sometimes. I do know this. He's a hustler. He's a hustler. Not only for his own church, but also for TBN on TV, Trinity Broadcasting. He's always on there hustling for them guys. I'll tell you something, it's just amazing. His antics, some have deemed him to be the raging prophet because he thinks he's a prophet and he's always on the rage. Ain't no doubt about it. I mean, he's a salesman, folks. He's a con artist. I don't care what anybody thinks about how this goes down. I really believe the man is a con artist. I've prayed about it. I've asked the Lord for direction on it many times. I've tried to talk to Mr. Parsley and his people. They won't talk to you. Won't talk to me anyway. I've done everything I can to abide by the biblical standards of talking to these people, and they won't talk. So I have no choice but to just bring it out in the open and say, here's what's happening. You know, there's other people said the same thing probably, but I'm telling you how I feel about it. It's just amazing. He sends out miracle prayer cloths because he's going to touch these cloths and heal you. I don't for one minute believe the man's going to touch every cloth that's sent to him, number one. I don't believe for one minute that he personally prays over every prayer request that's sent to him, but he claims he does, and if that's what he's claiming, if he doesn't do it, then he's a phony baloney. I get sick of these people that say, I personally am going to do this. I'm personally, if they don't have enough time in the world to do everything they claim they're going to do. So who are they kidding? Kidding a lot of people is what they're doing while they get rich. It's sickening. Parsley preaches about sickness. Jesus, he said in his book, Renamed and Redeemed, was the name of the book. He said, Jesus is not sick. I don't have to be sick. Yet he went right on TBN. On their spring telethon of 2004 and said that his back bothers him at times and he's got back problems and he's had to be out of the pulpit for sometimes weeks at a time, with his back bothering him so bad. So if what's he doing up there saying Jesus is not sick, I don't have to be sick, I'm not sick, but yet I'm sick. Don't preach what you can't back up. If Jesus doesn't wants to heal him, heal him. But don't these preachers get up here and say nobody ever has to be sick. Nobody ever has to be sick. You don't have to be sick a day in your life. Well, that's just silly. Just plump silly. he's also huge into the prosperity gospel. Prosperity. He gets up there and preaches that stuff. Boy, preach it now. He says, if you sow your seed, you can expect a bigger return than you've sown. Actually, you'll not only double and triple your money, you can get it back 100-fold. Ain't it amazing how they always take this 100-fold nonsense? Did for one minute, did any of these guys ever really think that the Lord might be wanting you to help harvest souls by the 100-fold? Not money, not dollars. You ever notice these guys always talk about how much they're doing overseas for the poor and the downtrodden, and they're preaching the gospel to this place and preaching the gospel to that place. You ever notice how they came from having a little bit and now they're all multimillionaires? Their heart is, oh, my heart just bleeds for the people that are struggling and suffering. But yet they, at the same time, they're multimillionaires now. They've taken multiple millions of people's dollars that was sent to them to spread the gospel, and they kept it. They kept it to buy fancy clothes and fancy houses and fancy cars. Excuse me. All these things that they preach against. As far as preaching against it, meaning all these people overseas are so poor and they have nothing, and I need your money to build this or to dig this well. I need your money to help build this little three-room church. They could supply that out of their own pockets, but they won't because they know you'll give it to them. Isn't it sad? Isn't it just sad? The anointing is on the seed. Your seed is your money. What does he say about money? I'll tell you, I've heard him say this. Let me find where I had that here. Something about he deserves your money. I remember reading that Pastor, what did he say? Yeah, here it is right here. Yeah, I knew I had it. Parsley is very upfront, folks, with his congregation about the church's need for money. He doesn't hesitate one second. Here's what he said on page 35 of An Empire of Souls, Rod Parsley, the Raging Prophet. It says here, Rod Parsley, An Empire of Souls, page 35, excuse me. It says, I just love to talk about money, he told his congregation. I just love to talk about your money. Let me be very clear. I want your money. I deserve it. This church deserves it. Now, my land sakes, folks. He doesn't deserve a dime. That church doesn't deserve a dime. Nobody deserves anything. What we get is just by the grace of the good Lord. He don't deserve nothing. He talks about not having things. Here, listen to this. In Rod Parsley, it says there, the God of More Than Enough, June the 1st, 2004, on TBN, Rod Parsley said this, some of you are standing there like you ain't got no trouble. I saw what you drove here in. Don't tell me you ain't got no trouble. Talking about these people and the poor cars that they might have drove in to see him in, these old junky cars, he calls them, I guess. They must have trouble if they don't have a brand new limousine or something. Isn't that sickening? I saw what you drove here in. Gee whiz, there's another dandy. He says, I'm going to exchange what's in my hand for what's in God's hands. Give, 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 so. That's another Rod Parsley chant from TBN Praise-a-thon, March 31st, 2004. Isn't it amazing? He said, to reap a perpetual harvest, you need to sow perpetual seed. I got a need for seed. Rod Parsley again on TBN. And then he tells these people that are calling in for the TBN telethon, I won't get to the text until you get to the phone. In other words, he's trying to, I don't know what that makes. It makes him almost sound like I'm a little bit better than you, and I'm not doing something until you pay me. I'm not doing something until you donate money. I refuse. Can't make me. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, it's just amazing. It says, I'm not sowing it, believing it for the miracle to happen. The miracle's already happened. I just unlocked it with a seed. In other words, the miracles are already happened. I don't get that. They've already happened, and they're not going to happen to you. They've already happened to you. You just don't know it. So now you got to unlock it with your money. Nuts. These people are nutcases. Just plumb, stupid nutcases. You can't buy a healing. You can't buy a miracle. You can't buy anything. Now wait, from God. Now, yeah. Oh, hold on now, Bob. There are some things you can buy. I bet you old Satan would sell you a miracle. I bet old Satan would sell you some kind of a make you think you got a healing. I bet old Satan would help you to make a few bucks if you pay him. But there ain't nothing in the scripture talks about selling God's word, selling a healing, selling a miracle, selling a word from God that's he claims to be a prophet, but yet he makes you pay to hear the words God give him. Day after day, week after week, this man sends out emails to people telling you it's not too late. It's not too late. The deadlines are coming. He always sets a deadline for everything and then tells you that for them days coming up to it. It's not too late. Hurry and get your money in. Hurry and get your money in. Hurry and get your money in. And I'll release this blessing. I'll release this blessing. God will release the blessing if you'll just give me the money. How you ever heard of such nonsense? I'd like to sit down for 10 minutes or a half hour with that guy and have a chat. Rod Parsley, if you ever get wind of this little message here, call me, 309-544-6782. Give me a call. Talk to me about this. It's nonsense what you're preaching out there. You're deceiving the people. You're lying to the people. You're lying to God. You're lying to the Holy Spirit. You're lying to the most holy, high God. And you're going to pay an ultimate price for it, brother. I want to see you cleanse your soul out. I want to see you get straight with the Lord before it's too late. You can't sell the word of God, and don't ever come on anywhere on TV and say you heard me say that and it ain't true, because I got your emails to prove it. God gave you a word. God gave you these three blessings or whatever. I can get them and read them verbatim for you. And if you'll send me, you say X amount of dollars, I'll send you these blessings that the Lord gave me for you. If the Lord gave them to you for me, then they should be mine. You shouldn't have to, I shouldn't have to buy them from you. They should be mine anyway, if that's who what the Lord did. If the Lord gave you a message to give to the people, you give it to the people, Rod Parsley. You quit stealing from the people, Rod Parsley. You quit stealing and lying to the Holy Ghost, Rod Parsley. It's time to stop it. It's time to get your life right with the Holy One. It's time for you to rebuke them demons that are controlling your life. Controlling your multi-million dollar empire you built out there in Ohio. You didn't have that kind of money when you started this ministry, and you shouldn't have it now. If you're called to God, you should be doing the work of God. Make yourself some kind of living to get by, and that's good enough. You don't need your heaven on earth. Your reward's waiting for you in heaven, brother. My lands, I don't know. I'm going to get all settled, screwed up here, getting all excited about it. My blood pressure's going to go up. Actually, it's not going to go up. The Lord will protect me. Because I'm speaking the truth, people. Rod Parsley's a false prophet. Rod Parsley is a false prophet. I want you to remember that. He lies to the people. He deceives people. He's trying to deceive the Holy Ghost. And you know what? Don't work, brother. You can't deceive the Holy Ghost. He's three steps ahead of you and a long time ago. It don't work. Listen, I'm out of time. We'll talk more on this subject later. I just want to let you know the truth is out there, folks. Search for it. Don't follow the likes of these Rod Parsleys of the world. Join us on the web, www.forgottenword.org. I love you. Till tomorrow, same time. God bless you. My. See you at the roll call.